I'm Alison Smith, and welcome to my Landscaping Your Life podcast, where I help you to get back on track when you don't know what to do. In this series, I'm going to be exploring the language that you use when you're stuck and use it as a hint to find solutions. So when you can't see the wood for the trees, you're going to go out into a wood and see what insight that wood may have that you can then apply to your situation. When I'm stuck in a rut, I'm going to go and stand in a rut. If I'm treading water, yes, you've guessed it. I'm going to go and tread water in the sea and share with you the insight that you can then apply to your current situation. The best way of using metaphor to solve problems is to not try and keep going between the metaphor and the problem. It's not about going, here's my problem. Oh, Alison's just said get a map. How do I apply the map to my situation? It's very much about putting the problem to the back of your mind and then fully diving into the metaphor. So diving into the wood that you can't see the trees for, exploring the wood, noticing the, even walking up some paths, joining with me as we think about cutting some of those trees back or climbing a tree, for instance. You're going to get much more from it the more distance you can have from the problem. It's much easier to then later on think about how to apply all that lovely metaphorical solutions and how to apply it to the real life situation. Today's episode uses the saying dragged through a hedge or pulled through a hedge backwards. And I suppose more frequently we use it when we're just feeling like, you know, we're disheveled. My hair is all over and we have been through a hedge. But I think we can use it. And the whole reason that I'm doing it this week is the fact it's Chelsea Flower Show. And I was trying to think of a saying that we might use that uses the garden. Grass is always greener was an option. But I think dragged through a hedge or pulled through a hedge backwards is a saying that we could relate situations where we're feeling stuck about. Because it's as if we're facing a different direction than we want to, that we're still facing or we've got our back to our destination. So, and you're only going to know really by thinking of a situation that feels like that to you, where you feel like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards, where you might feel that discombobulation. Put it back to the back of your mind and then just notice what you notice as you hear me in actually three different locations this week, where I've gone to a park, I've gone to a maze, Scoon Palace, and I've also gone to St. Andrew's Beach. And would certainly encourage you to go out, stand by a hedge and think about, as you look at the hedge, the situation that you feel like you've been dragged through that hedge backwards about. What we're doing today is emulating or embodying going through a hedge backwards. And so here is the hedge. And I know it's sort of been pulled through a hedge backwards. So I have to imagine I'm being pulled through a hedge backwards. So what's it feel like? It's like, it feels I'm ungrounded. If I was being yanked, I'd be wanting to stay this side. Because this, yeah. There's a, I don't know, pressure as I'm going through. But actually, there's an element, there's something about, as much as, you know, it's about the disheveled look is how they use the phrase. There is also something about freer this side for some unknown reason. Got to turn round. Going through a hedge, being pulled through a hedge backwards. Then is that feeling of discombobulation, that disheveledness, the, oh, where am I now? And therefore, I mean, on your behalf, because I wouldn't recommend going out and demolishing holes. I have found a slight hole in the hedge, so I'm not actually doing anything to the hedge. I'm going to emulate being pulled through a hedge backwards and just notice what we notice. So, oh, yes, it can feel, because in this instance, oh, I did it earlier and it was on the same level. This is a different level and it's hard work. But the interesting thing
is that actually going backwards facilitates it better than if we'd gone forwards. Because if you're going forwards, then you're putting your face at risk. So actually going backwards through a hedge is much preferable. And the interesting thing is worthwhile in this instance, because I've come through and it's all quite dark, that side of the hedge. And this side of the hedge is open. I've got more choice about, I've sort of got 180 degrees worth of choice. Whereas your side of the hedge, I'd actually not got very much choice. So how is this representation? If you're feeling like you're being pulled through a hedge backwards, how is that the right thing to have happened? And how can you realise that even though it might have felt a bit uncomfortable because you weren't going through it forwards, that forwards would have been more risky and more damaging to your body? So I'll leave you there and I'll have a bit more of a ponder about going through a hedge backwards.
I'm here in Schoon Palace Maze and we've literally just come through the entrance straight in front, and there's the hedges haven't yet got the new growth, so it's just old leaves, and you can actually see straight through the hedge to the actual middle of the maze, we think. So that's interesting, really, the fact that going through a hedge backwards, because we've already learned that going through it backwards is safer than going through it forwards. But actually, in this instance, going through the hedge is the quickest way to the centre of it, rather than we're just about to go and get lost. And the fact that it's something about doing it in either winter or spring. So in what state is your hedge? In this instance, later on in the summer, once all of that leaves are green, I suspect it wouldn't look like there was a hole. It's only because it's winter or spring it hasn't started to grow back yet that it even looks like, that we can see through it. I'm in the maze. We haven't quite got lost yet, although we haven't got to the middle either. And a great reminder about the fact that here's this hedge with last year's, the hedge is still hanging on in a lot of places to last year's leaves. And yet, in order for the new growth to come through, it has to let go of the old leaves, because this area hasn't got any of the old leaves, and therefore there's a lot more green growth coming. So where do you need to let go of something in order to allow this new growth to emerge? Loving this vision of the fact that I've got the beech hedge behind me that's just full of dead leaves still. It's May the 1st, so it's still dead leaves. And yet behind there's loads of trees with all new green growth. Perhaps a reminder of why you do need to go through that hedge backwards, forwards or any other way in order to get to that new growth. That the hedge is currently just a barrier to you going where you're going. And if you can get through it, I mean, getting round it would be great, but sometimes going through it, if you think about, I'm in a maze, we've got to the middle of the maze, but the quickest way to the middle of the maze would have been straight through all the hedges. Most of the hedges for the maze are just tree, they're just beech trees, but there are certain places where barriers have been put in terms of more of a fence, with wooden fence and even sort of chicken wire to stop. I don't know what they're there for, really. But there is an element of, if you're wanting to go through a hedge, if you're wanting to get the other side of the hedge, what you need to do is make sure you don't try to go through the hedge where the fences are, that actually there's going to be more space where it's just nature, where we haven't added anything in. I'll have a ponder about that. There's something about nature having more answers, and yet actually humanity can add in the barriers. We got straight to the middle of the maze, and but we wanted to get up to this bridge to be able to take a picture and to be able to see the whole of the maze, and we couldn't do it because, for the very nature of mazes, that you tantalise, you turn a corner and you can look through a hedge and see a path that you need to be on, but actually you're nowhere near
how to get there, really. It's like there's a hedge between you and the path, but actually to get to that path is quite meandery and a long way round. So what I had to do was, because we could find a way in and out really easily, then go and take a picture of the map in order for us to be able to get up here. So if you're going through a hedge backwards, it feels like a maze. So you're going through one hedge and another hedge and another hedge. How might it be more about the map that you need to do first to get out of it? One of the challenges when using metaphor is to not keep going back to the real life situation, to actually continue with the metaphor. And that's particularly the case with going through the hedge backwards, that what I'd encourage you to do first is to fully embrace the thought of going through a hedge backwards, and about hedges, and about going through hedges, whether it's forwards or backwards, and what makes it easier or harder to go through the hedge, and why would you go through a hedge, and what are the alternatives to going through a hedge. To explore the metaphor without trying to say, well, when I'm being dragged through a hedge backwards, I'm being made to do something I don't want to do, etc., etc., because that's going to constrain how you see the options that you see. So it's about fully embracing the metaphor. And that reminds me of, I'm sitting on St. Andrew's Beach. I've driven over the top, so I sort of did a cut across the East Nuke of Fife in Scotland. And as I was going along, I noticed these sort of hedges that were like less than a metre long. And then there was a big space, and then there was another little bit of hedge. So they're sort of disused hedges, really. And so I'm not quite convinced I understand how that relates, but that's perhaps because I don't personally currently feel like I'm being dragged through a hedge backwards. And it could be that that really makes sense to you, that you feel like you're being dragged through a hedge backwards, and yet somebody only needs to move literally a metre to be able to more easily get through the space to the field, or, you know, whatever it is that's the other side of the hedge. So do you really need to be dragged through the hedge backwards? There's an alternative. The other thing that I noticed was the fact that there was also places where obviously hedges had been replaced by walls. And of course, walls are much more sturdy things. We're going to be looking for doorways or holes in the walls, or climbing over the walls. Walls are easier to climb over than hedges. Well, it does beg the question about those stiles, if you're going for a walk, that might take you over a hedge. Or it could be about getting some step ladders to get over the hedge. So is it about, are we being dragged through the hedge because we can't see any other means to get through it? And therefore what we need to do is sit there and go, well, I could jump over it. I could, put a hole in it. I could do a step ladders over it. I could hop over it. I could fly over it, etc., etc. So just a thought. So my sense is exactly, it's really reminding us that if you feel like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards, to actually just go out into nature and notice hedges, and notice what you notice about hedges, and then apply that noticing to the situation in a way that enables you to have insight about what to do differently, how to react, or how to proact in order to resolve the current situation. As I sit here on St. Andrew's Beach, I'm also reminded about the fact that there's always insight to be found from other sayings. So although I do get very precise about, are you at a crossroads? Is it that you can't see the wood for the trees? Or are you going round in circles? Because having made a decision about each of those enables you to find the solutions. But there's also something about taking a situation like feeling like you're going through a hedge backwards and going, so what would happen if I applied the insight from can't see the wood for the trees about finding a path, getting to higher ground, seeing the bigger picture, cutting some stuff back, focusing on what you want, you know, focusing on a tree at a time. How do all of those insights apply to the situation that you feel like you've been pulled through a hedge backwards? As I sit here, I'm currently surrounded by beach. I mean, literally, I've gone and plonked myself in the middle of the sand. There's very few people here, but I've not plonked myself at the back by the sand dunes. I'm in the middle of the sand. And so, as I've said for a future podcast, which is about putting your head above the parapet, but it's also true about being dragged through a hedge backwards, is that currently I am nowhere near a hedge. So if life feels like you're being pulled through a hedge backwards, how can you avoid the hedges? How can you get yourself, like I am now, completely away from? I mean, literally, I don't know. The sand dunes, the sand, the sea. I mean, there is not a hedge in sight. So how can you emulate that? How can you replicate that in the situation that you feel like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards?
More than perhaps some of the other episodes, this one's the one that I found it harder to relate to. And perhaps that's because I don't feel as if I've been pulled through a hedge backwards. So no matter how much I try and look at a metaphor, try and explore a metaphor, it's not resonating. So I'm doing it very logically. And so if you really do feel like in this particular situation you feel stuck about, that where you feel like you've been through a hedge backwards, then you may find additional and new insight by visiting a hedge yourself or any landscape, as I shared when I went to St. Andrew's Beach. I think for me, the aha is about the fact that quite often I always imagined the fact that we wanted to stay the side of, you know, that we were resisting going through the hedge, and therefore we wanted to stay the side of the hedge we had been on previously. And I think that's the one takeaway I've got, that quite often we do want to be the side of the hedge we are now on, and therefore perhaps it's about releasing the means by which we got there, to embrace, to turn around, I suppose, to now look towards our direction of travel, rather than to still have, you know, to be facing where we've come from. If you've enjoyed this episode of Landscaping Your Life, then do follow my podcast, and also have a look in the comments below for other ways of keeping in touch with us.